Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into the depths and revelations of Dusk, Night, Dawn by Anne Lamott, a poignant exploration into the crevices of human worries and the quest for hope. Released in 2021, this book presents an intimate journey through the anxieties that shadow our nights and the struggle to find reasons to greet the dawn with optimism. Anne Lamott, a revered voice in literature known for her best-selling novels and non-fiction works such as Bird by Bird and Small Victories, brings her hallmark sense of humor and unflinching honesty to illuminate the paths toward self-acceptance and inner peace. Drawing from her own battles with alcoholism and family trauma, Lamott shares insights that resonate with anyone caught in the throes of life's darker moments. Dusk, Night, Dawn is not just a book, it is a companion for those dark times when hope seems a distant star. It is designed for individuals feeling overwhelmed by life's trials, seekers of self-help and recovery wisdom, and anyone yearning for a flicker of hope in their lives. Join us as Anne Lamott guides us through the night, offering her light to lead us toward a hopeful dawn. Dusk, Night, Dawn, On Revival and Courage. Introduction. Find your inner light during life's darkest times. In an era when turmoil and uncertainty have become the backdrop of our daily lives, finding harmony within oneself isn't just beneficial, it's essential. Whether it's the evening news casting a shadow over your morning coffee or personal ghosts from the past refusing to stay buried, the question remains: how do we navigate through these tumultuous waters without losing our essence? The journey of self-discovery and self-love isn't a luxury anymore, it's a lifeline. In this exploration, we're venturing into the art of self-acceptance and the transformative power of love. Not just any love, but the kind that starts within and radiates outward. It's about acknowledging and embracing our flaws, working through our inner turmoil, and realizing that loving ourselves is the first step in bringing light into the world. This narrative peaks at three major revelations: finding a source of faith when it seems we've run dry, the incredible power that lies in directing our focus intentionally, and the surprising solace found within darkness itself. Through these lenses, we'll see how self-compassion and understanding can act as shields against external chaos and internal storms alike. So, let's embark on this journey together, discovering the paths that lead us back to our inner grounds of faith, learning to harness our focus as a beacon in the night, and unearthing the unexpected beauty that lies waiting in the dark. The road ahead promises not only a deeper love for ourselves, but also the strength to spread that love far and wide, serving as a protective embrace against the world's harshness. Part 1. Regain belief in a brighter tomorrow by embracing the now. In a world that feels increasingly shaped by alarm and unpredictability, where headlines scream crisis after crisis into our lives, it's easy to falter in faith and succumb to the shadow of despair. How then does one hold on to hope, particularly with the future of the next generations hanging in the balance? Anne Lamott, through her own personal anecdotes, nudges us towards an answer, finding sanctuary in the immediacy of the present. She shares an illuminative story from her marriage, a quarrel that, ironically, was battled almost entirely within her own mind. This mental tussle stemmed from something as trivial as unreturned texts from her husband, spiraling her into a vortex of overthinking and distress. The turning point arrives with a reminder of the essence of her relationship. Her husband is not only her partner, but also her greatest ally. This realization, sparked by a supportive conversation with a close friend, catapulted her back to the reality of her situation, diffusing the storm of self-created anguish. Such personal revelations echo her earlier challenges with overcoming alcoholism, highlighting a common thread: the profound healing and understanding found in cherishing the present moment. This brings us to a pivotal insight. you can begin to mend your faith in life by truly inhabiting the present. Lamotte poignantly describes her journey of recovery and self-reclamation, not just from physical addiction, but from the spiritual disconnection it bred. Her soul, once obscured by layers of perfectionism, self-loathing, and egocentrism, slowly found its way back to hope through the simple, deliberate acts of living, paying bills, keeping the house in order, acknowledging the beauty in everyday moments. The soul, she believes, despite being weathered by life's trials, retains an indomitable optimism and capacity for renewal. To tap into this resilience, she advocates for turning our gaze inwards to our innate curiosity and openness to the world around us. It's in the seemingly mundane, a bowl of cherries, the morning sun casting its glow on the kitchen table, that we can start to piece our faith back together. So if you find yourself drifting amid the tumult of the world, remember that rekindling your spirit might just begin with embracing the now, the simple, unremarkable, yet profoundly beautiful moments that life offers, waiting for our acknowledgement and appreciation. Part 2, The Unvarnished Truth of Intimacy, Embracing Imperfections. Ever caught a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and confronted a litany of flaws? If so, take comfort in knowing you're in vast company. The journey toward accepting our bodies and selves as they change and age is a universal struggle. Anne Lamott shares a poignant vignette, presenting her sun-damaged, aging arms to her husband, half expecting, perhaps even hoping, for a wince of distaste. Instead, she is met with affection and acceptance, baffling her with the depth of his love. This exchange encapsulates a profound truth about relationships, the essence of being truly seen by another. Lamott delves into the concept of intimacy through this lens, asserting that it involves a deep and full recognition of the other, imperfections and all. To truly see someone is to look beyond their surface faults to the beauty and completeness beneath. The true challenge, however, often lies not in seeing, but in being seen in such a raw and unfiltered manner. Take, for instance, Lamott's husband, who is known to occasionally lapse into know-it-all tendencies, an incident where he corrects Lamott's poetic interpretation with a factual correction leads to a moment of vulnerability. Admitting to these tendencies brought him to tears, as it was a trait that strained past relationships. This fear of being deeply understood, warts and all, is a sentiment many of us carry, often inherited from our family's dynamics. Whether our backgrounds are of absent parents, overbearing care, or a myriad other complexities, we learn early that visibility can be daunting, and invisibility feels safer. Yet, intimacy calls for shedding these fears, pushing past our insecurities, and laying bare our most unflattering traits. It demands we confront not just our nobility, but our pettiness, entitlement, and the myriad small ways we fall short of our ideals. Herein lies a paradox. The very things we wish to hide from our loved ones are the aspects they are most likely to perceive, and in their seeing lay the seeds of genuine intimacy. For by being recognized in our entirety, at our dullest, during moments of weakness, amid our failures, and still being embraced, we learn the fundamental lesson of lovability. It teaches us the profound art of loving not just others, but ourselves, forging acceptance from the forge of vulnerability. In the embrace of real intimacy, we learn that our imperfections do not diminish us, but rather render the tapestry of our relations richer and more authentic. It's a journey of seeing, being seen, and in that shared visibility, finding a truer, deeper connection. Part 3, Shift Your Focus, Transform Your Heart. Imagine for a moment, you're trapped in a cycle of worry, where each glance at your health or the state of the world seems to plunge you deeper into fear. This was the reality for Anne Lamott during a routine physical when a comment about melanomas hiding under toenails sent her spiraling. Armed with a family history of melanoma and freshly painted toenails obstructing any check, she braced herself for the worst. Perched in a parking lot amidst this turmoil, Lamott reflected on a lifetime of fretting over looming threats, academic performance, even the innocuous carousel of her childhood. The question that haunted her, when would she ever move past this perpetual state of fear? It was here that the wisdom of her friend, Father Terry, came to mind, offering a beacon of clarity. We don't get over much here. Herein lies a pivotal insight. By redirecting our focus, we initiate a profound transformation within. Father Terry championed a philosophy that was less about overcoming and more about embracing goodness, aiming for a spiritual renaissance of sorts, the essence of which can be distilled into striving to be less of an asshole. The crux of this approach lies not in performing acts of goodness to dodge damnation, but in embodying them with sincerity. This sincere shift in our perspective doesn't just change us superficially, it realigns our very core, painting life in hues of beauty previously unnoticed. It encourages the cultivation of self-forgiveness as a higher practice, a journey toward healing ingrained shame. The shame and guilt that shadow us, casting doubts on our worthiness, often echo the careless words hurled at us in youth, rather than truths about our character. Bearing the weight of these scars can be exhausting, a relentless burden of past pains. Yet if we pivot our attention towards acts of kindness, cultivating understanding, patience, and tolerance, we naturally usher in forgiveness. Each act of forgiveness, however minor, invites a measure of peace, subtly widening our lens to appreciate the beauty enveloping us. This narrative is not just a tale of personal angst and enlightenment, it's a universal call to action. Embracing goodness and exercising genuine compassion offers a pathway out of fear, a chance to mend our hearts and rediscover the world's wonders. By shifting our focus outward, we initiate an inward transformation, uncovering a heart reshaped by grace and an awakened appreciation for the mosaic of life. Part 4. Even at your lowest, you have the strength to persevere. In a world that seemingly piles on one challenge after another, from climate crises and political turmoil to a devastating pandemic, it's understandable to feel overwhelmed and exhausted by life's relentless pace. Many find themselves grappling with a profound sense of fatigue, dreaming of goals that remain perpetually out of reach or wading through the murky waters of ongoing personal tragedies. This collective weariness has given rise to what might be termed existential exhaustion. Yet, amidst this landscape of despair, there are beacons of hope, stories of resilience that remind us of our inherent capacity to endure and find meaning even in the harshest of conditions. Anne Lamott shares such a story of a friend whose young son battles an aggressive form of brain cancer. Despite the heartbreak, her friend clings to a thread of hope, an inner resolve that refuses to let her succumb to despair. She describes this as her lunch money faith, a modest but sufficient reserve of belief and love for life that propels her forward each day. This concept of lunch money faith highlights a crucial insight. Regardless of the depths of our struggles, there is always a wellspring of strength within us that can fuel our journey through the darkest times. However, all too often, our survival strategy involves a tense forward march, our bodies braced against the anticipation of disaster. We push through life with a sense of dread, numbly awaiting the next catastrophe, whether it be a personal health crisis or another form of loss. It's not until we're forced to a halt by illness, by grief, that we truly pause to reflect on our path and rediscover our priorities. Consider the story of Elijah, who, beleaguered and despondent in the desert, longed for death, but instead found nourishment and guidance at the hands of an angel. Strengthened by this divine intervention, he journeyed to Mount Sinai, where he encountered God. This tale echoes the message that, even when we feel utterly depleted, there exists a source of spiritual sustenance that can replenish our resolve to continue. Lamott advises seeking simple, intimate moments of connection with this greater force, urging a return to the fundamentals of faith and attentiveness. It's in the whispers of the divine, encountered in everyday settings, that we find the strength to transcend our current circumstances and align ourselves with the infinite. as we navigate life's tumultuous landscape, let's strive to keep our hearts open to these subtle calls to fellowship, allowing them to guide us beyond the noise and tumult of our internal struggles. By doing so, we tap into a profound source of resilience that enables us to carry on, no matter the obstacles that lie ahead. Part 5. Embracing the night to uncover the brilliance of day. Amidst an era that might strike many as engulfed in shadows, it's essential to remember, darkness is not an eternal plight. Anne Lamott shares this sentiment, emphasizing that the periods we spend shrouded in night can, paradoxically, illuminate our lives in profound ways. A few years passed, when wildfires plunged her county into an extended blackout, Lamott found herself navigating through an unfamiliar stillness. The absence of electricity, Wi-Fi, and artificial lighting ushered her into a world lit only by candles. These flickering flames cast enchanting shadows, painting her surroundings with a stark contrast that captured the essence of beauty. A reminder that light and dark are equally invaluable. This revelation was further underscored during a church service held in the grip of this blackout. With no microphones to amplify voices, and no heaters to ward off the chill, the congregation found itself stripped of technological distractions. This simplicity fostered a deeper connection to the stream of life, untainted by the incessant buzz of modern connectivity. Herein lies a vital message. Darkness possesses a unique serenity that enhances our appreciation for light. Darkness doesn't merely shroud, it also unveils wonders hidden in its folds. The night sky ablaze with stars, the ethereal dance of auroras, the rejuvenating calm that heralds the dawn, all these marvels emerge from the dark, enriching our lives with their breathtaking beauty. Recognizing the transient nature of darkness allows us to embrace its quiet comfort, finding solace in the shadows. During the blackout, a walk revealed the upturned roots of a redwood tree, its intricate patterns a testament to the complex beauty lacing the fabric of existence. This natural artistry echoed a deeper truth: our interconnectedness with the earth and with each other. It's a reminder that even in the darkest times, we are supported, nurtured, and loved by the world and the people around us. Lamott underscores that it's precisely during these turbulent, shadowed periods that humanity's finest qualities shine brightest. Petty grievances fade, leaving space for the emergence of genuine friendship, selfless service, and unguarded connection. Darkness, in its silent wisdom, reveals the enduring and perfect elements that persist: the warmth of candlelight, the joy of shared meals, the strength of companionship, and the transformative power of love. As we traverse the spectrum of our experiences from the deepest shadows to the brightest days, Lamott gently reminds us that love serves not just as a bond but as a mirror, reflecting our inherent beauty back to us. In acknowledging this, we learn to see the splendor in our surroundings and ourselves, ignited by the profound contrast between light and dark. Final summary. Navigating through life's challenges with its ups and downs can sometimes feel like an insurmountable task. The horizon may seem clouded with uncertainties, making our path forward appear daunting. Yet, amidst these trials, there lies a potent remedy, a reminder to cherish the simple yet profound blessings that life affords us: the love of family, the companionship of friends, and the gift of health. While the notion may seem cliche to some, the truth is, these are the very pillars that support us, enriching our journey and fueling our resilience. Anne Lamott's narrative serves as a testament to the transformative power of gratitude, love, and openness. Her personal conquest over alcoholism reveals how these values not only guided her recovery, but also illuminated the wealth of blessings in her life, enabling her to face her fears and find a path forward. It is through the cultivation of these virtues that we can discover a sense of abundance and joy, even in the face of adversity. Lamott's experiences underscore a universal truth: the journey through life's darkest moments is made navigable by the beacon of our cherished connections and the strength of our spirit. By fostering gratitude for our loved ones and maintaining an open heart, We can transcend our struggles, finding happiness and renewal on the road to recovery. So as we forge ahead, let us carry with us the lessons gleaned from Lamott's reflections, that the key to enduring life's trials lies in recognizing and reveling in the love and abundance that surround us, guiding us toward light, even through the thickest darkness. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.